The gate actually functions as a small pre-fortification, which consists of two massive semicircular towers with a passage between them. The space towards the corner tower of the upper town is enclosed by a curved wall. In front of the gate, there used to be a trench, over which spanned a wooden drawbridge. Above the arch of the gate is a small rectangular niche with a space for the icon of the city protector. On the towers and the curved wall, there are seven openings for cannons. This is the spot where firearms and artillery were first used to defend the fortress. From these positions, the city was defended during the Turkish sieges of 1456 and 1521. In 1521, the Turks did manage to occupy the city, but only by breaching another wall. During the great Austrian reconstruction works in the first half of the 18th century, the Zindan Gate complex was thoroughly rebuilt. The towers were rebuilt with brick arches and stairways with access hallways, and the curved wall was reinforced with a large bank of dirt. The Zindan towers are identical in shape and purpose, but are not connected in any way. During the 18th century, the towers were used as dungeons. In Turkish, the word for dungeon is zindan, which is how the complex got its name.